Okay, this is I'm Lean. That's my name. And so here's what so basically I'm just gonna talk about what's going on with this record deal. It's LEAN, Lean. So I've had some other names. I've done actually 3 albums. This is my third album. And I don't really want to talk about the previous 2 albums because I wasn't this newest album is the best. You can find it all the songs that I'm putting up almost daily. Sometimes 2 songs in a day, because I'm trying to finish this record. And all right, so if you want to go listen to these songs. You can, but I'd rather you listen to this and then go listen to the songs. I put all my stuff on SoundCloud.com, and it's / DAV1DL3. Wait, yeah, L3AN. So it's David Lean with a one and the three for the I and the E. So it's SoundCloud.com/. Okay, so you got that. All right, so actually, and so I eventually just changed the name to Lean. That's just how it works. I mean, you pick a name, and you don't necessarily have to stick with the name as a rapper. So if you're just starting, and that's what I did, and with other stuff, I would use different names for each media thing I was doing. So that, like, if I made something when I started, like in 2000, 2007, 2006, somebody couldn't say, "Oh, look, that's so dumb," because I got a bunch of that stuff. But when you're just starting, you don't know what you're doing as much. But I definitely know what I'm doing. So I'm trying to get to the next level. I'm trying to get into major media, into getting a major record deal and an entertainment deal. And that's what they're telling me. That's what this label's telling me. They've already given me like $2,500 up front and some other stuff. And they're saying that they're gonna sign me and it's gonna be a big deal. It's not gonna be like something where so and so, and you make like one song. So I'm gonna make like, I'm gonna have like 10 albums type thing. And I really wanna, I mean, I'm really into the radio stuff, all that. And so let me, I've got some different things I wanna talk about. So I'm just introducing myself. And telling you what's going on, and I'm not trying to be fake or anything, and I'm just telling people, and I'm just wondering because I'm still making media and I'm making rap music, but I guess some people wonder, is there a disconnect between me and this, like this type of media when I just talk versus the songs I make? And it's not just for me. I've done a bunch of talk. Okay, so. Anyway, so let me get into some of the stuff that I'm talking about. All right, this is my life right now. So I'm just kind of putting it there for the record, and it's pretty terrible. And I'm working under really bad conditions. And they're just promising me if I just keep working, I'm going to get this record deal. And they're saying less than 12 months. And they're talking like maybe like $8.3 million is the figure that I've heard. It's going to be in the millions, definitely above 5 million, because this is a big deal. So I'm gonna get set up. This is what they're telling me, though, but here's my life, and I really think it's gonna happen, and it really needs to happen because nothing else is gonna happen for me. This is just what this is just what I'm gonna do. And I mean, I tried college. I passed a lot of my college classes, but I eventually failed. Not because I was dumb, but because I wasn't interested in what they were teaching me. And so I had a bunch of different jobs and like fast food and business and like having my own business. Did all kinds of stuff. And then I guess in around 2007 I started working with media stuff and on my own pretty much. And so now here it is, 2013, and it's crazy because it doesn't seem like that far. It seems like yesterday was 2006, 7. Yeah, I'm not giving out like secret codes here. I'm not that good with that stuff, honestly. I mean, sometimes I am, but you know, it's like whatever. I don't have time to sit there. I sit there and listen to people like on the radio, and I try to figure out what they're saying. And sometimes it gets so complex. I don't know. I tune out. And all right, here's what's happening. And I'm gonna look really, really stupid if this doesn't happen. Because I'm saying all this stuff, I'm even saying it in my songs, my music, my tracks, whatever you want to call it, and talking about one of my songs is they keep saying deal is one of my songs, and that's about that. But I don't like I make songs, but I don't make them about one issue. Like the chorus or hook, as you call it, might say one thing, and then the verse. Usually there's two, three, four verses. I'll say something totally different. And I really think that people should look up to me that are kind of underground rap or music people because that's exactly where I've come from. And now, I mean, it looks like I'm going to get this deal. It looks like it. But I'm going through a very difficult time, and they're making it, I guess, the company or the label or whoever is orchestrating all this is making it very difficult for me in my life. Like, so let me go into that and talk about that. I mean, for real, it's not even. I'm trying to be very real about this and tell you not just something somebody told me to say. Or what would be the use of me if I don't know what I'm talking about? Somebody just hands me a script. Okay, so all right, so here's one thing that's happening is the I don't know if it's cops or people from the label or security people, something. They'll come in my house and mess with my stuff, like when I'm gone, and I'll find stuff in the house that's like not there. Like recently, I found a piece of cardboard with some weird symbol on it, and stuff rearranged. Never anything missing, really. Some pills were missing one time. And then they'll mess with my food. Like they'll put stuff in my food to make me tired. Seriously, I'm not just making this up. Like today I had mustard, and I was, you know, I take like Adderall or an Adderall-like substance, basically, because I have ADHD, and I also take something like a sedative type thing to for well, like a mood disorder thing. But I'm not a crazy person, obviously, or that I don't think that I wouldn't be that functional. But I have had some issues with that. But it's really good because, I mean, you know, I have to have these medicines to feel normal. I mean, really, there's been a time when I was off them completely, and but then, like, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not that big a deal, but for some people, it just ruins their life. But obviously, that's not what's happening with me. And I've had a ton of problems recently. I've had, when I was in college, when I was like 20, well, I'm not gonna give you my age. I'll tell you I'm in you know, I'm in my 20s. Okay, I'm not going to tell you my exact age. So I'm in my 20s. But when I was in my earlier 20s, when I was like, or 19 or 18, all this stuff happened, and like I would have like two Adderall XRs just to go to college, and it was just bullshit. And now I'm trying to get this record deal, and I'm not saying college is bullshit because it's really not, because some people make millions of dollars from college, but I'm trying to make millions of dollars from this. Because some people, they just have a life path. It's just what, that's just what's supposed to happen, you know? because I could have easily graduated college. And I mean, a lot of these guys, I'm sorry not to be critical, but a lot of these other rappers are like, you know, Eminem, for example, is like, what is it? I mean, look, I know people worship him. The reason it's sort of an issue for me is because I'm also white, and it's like I don't know what the big deal is, because I honestly think there should be more white rappers and stuff. I mean, the only white rappers that I really listen to or know about is, I guess, Eminem and Paul Wall, maybe, and a few other, Little White, of course. But like, compared to the black people, I mean, it's I don't know. I think maybe it's just a, it might be just a talent thing, or just like some people are, but I don't know. I mean, but the point is I don't think that's a big deal, but it's an issue for some people. But I don't really, so I don't feel like I compete against Eminem or Paul Wall. I feel like I compete with all of them, like with Lil Wayne and Young Jeezy and all those people, Rick Ross. Those are the type of people I like. Okay, and I mean, I think they're talented, but, you know, I'm not saying I'm as talented as they are or whatever, but I'd like people to listen to my music, and I'm not, oh, let me clear this up for the record, just so there's no, like, so these guys don't try to, like, ruin me or try to defame me or try to say anything. You know, I'm straight male, you know, and I got tons of girlfriends. I'm trying to get more girls. I don't really make music targeted to women. I don't make R&B stuff. I'm not really into making that stuff. I did one time, I went my first album, I attempted to make a kind of an R&B song, and it was really stupid, and I don't really want to talk about it. So my previous two albums, if you can find them or something, that's okay, but there might be, probably on those first two albums, there is like four or five songs that are good, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, okay, alright, so what else, let me tell you what else is going on. So yeah, so they dosed the food, and then my, and then my Adderall, or whatever, it's not exactly Adderall, it's not even as good as Adderall. It's not just there's all types of stimulants, you know. Oh, sorry, I kicked the thing. There's you know, there's Ritalin, Provigil. What's that Metadate stuff? And you know, I know I sound kind of weird on here, but I kind of gotta get like in a certain zone to make stuff. So I don't get on here and get, you know, real messed up or anything, but I have to be in a certain mind state to be able to talk the way I need to talk. And I don't know, I mean, you know, this is a really big deal. So alright, so I'm being told that within 12 months I'm gonna be having this record deal and living in California. I made a song called Marijuana Card. It's a very big deal to me to be able to legally smoke marijuana. I don't think you ever hear about this because people don't want to talk about it, but I'm not some activist. I don't care, but I want to be able to move to California and smoke marijuana legally. Because I really, you know, if you get charged with that, it's going to be a problem, and I really don't want to go to jail or have to go through court. I have been through some court stuff before, but I'm not... I'm just not trying to put on some big front, like, all this stuff happened and I carry all these weapons and stuff. I mean, I can get a weapon, you know, but, I mean, you know, I don't want to be arrested, really. And sure, you know, I've been arrested before and stuff like that, but I don't really, I don't consider the police an enemy or anything. I mean, but, you know, I'm not the police, but, you know, I mean, they never have really harassed me for stuff like that, even when, you know, I have had stuff I shouldn't have like that. But honestly, I want to do everything legit. I want to have everything legal. And the only thing ever illegal that I've ever really gotten into was stuff like that. And so if I go to California, and I looked all this up online, I mean, people don't even talk about this, but in California, under state law, you can have 12 immature marijuana plants, meaning they're not full grown to maturity where you can harvest them and take the flowers, which is like the actual marijuana you smoke, right? So, and then you can have six mature plants. But honestly, that'd be stupid. So, because once they mature, then you're going to jail. So, I mean, if they enforced it, which you know how that is. If there's a law, they can enforce it, like drinking and driving. I mean, you know, I'm done that sometime. But everybody, I don't even understand how are you going to have a bar and then what's the reason for a bar then if you can't drink and drive? I don't understand because it's like one beer and you're drunk. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I think it's way over the top because some people can drink six and 12 beers and just drive across the country or something. So the point is, whatever. And I'm kind of involved in political stuff, kind of. I mean, I'm like a libertarian. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff they say. In fact, like I listen to all. That's all I do. I mean, I listen to that stuff. You know, some people watch TV. Some people listen to radio. I listen to internet radio. I listen to TuneIn Radio. It's an app on iPhone. I hope it didn't get screwed up because I said this, but it's awesome because you can connect to all these talk show hosts, and some of them, I mean, it's just varies. It's just these mind games they play, and they try to discourage me sometimes. It's just this NSA stuff, I guess, is how you can say it. But I think they want this information out there. I've been told they want this stuff all out there. So I don't mind putting this out there, but they're not. I do what I want. Okay, I don't work for. I'm just trying to get this record deal. But my point is, though, that like they'll talk over the radio and they know what you're doing. They can watch you and talk to you, and it's just craziness. I mean, it's like Star Trek stuff almost. I'm not going to go into it too much, but it's like, and nobody talks about it, but it's just normalized. Like communication. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So that's as far as I'm going to go with it. So you can read into that if you want, but I don't want this talk to get banned or something and get, you know, I mean, who knows? They might try to edit this, but don't let, you know, all my work is original. You know, there's these rumors about these AI computers that will use people's voices and like change it and say stuff. I do not want that in any of my stuff. I mean, for real. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but that's the NSA stuff again. So I only have so much control here, but you know, I want my work to be preserved. So I hope they don't alter this at all and just leave it as it is, because I'm gonna listen to it. And eventually, you just got to be good at documentation. I mean, I document all my songs, all the lyrics. So you know, I don't want stuff getting twisted around. Unless they're gonna build some like super AI computer that's gonna be a model of me, and then do all this stuff so I can live forever. We'll get into that later. That's definitely a part of my agenda, part of what I'm gonna get into, what I'm interested in. This is a whole big thing about that. I mean, got it. All right, okay, everybody wants to hear this. Nobody has said this. Nobody, this is gonna be a big deal. Listen. All right, so here's the thing. Okay, there's a theory that, now listen, don't take the focus off me. Just remember, this information I'm presenting you comes from Lean. All right, I have other names. I'm also known as Rick Michaels, which is on Podomatic. I think it's Podomatic, or Tim Michaels, all these people. So I have all these aliases, and I'm trying to get this record deal. So don't sit here and suck all this, you know, leech off me, and I do all this stuff. I need this deal. So if you like what I'm saying, make these moves to get me this big entertainment deal so I can do this on a like a national level and not just have to be underground and be tortured, like, you know, with no money and all this. So all right. So now that I've said that, so please remember that, okay? Please remember that. And I would ask the people that are managing this deal to please speed this up and get me out of this city and into California where I can get my card, my marijuana card, a new doctor, these millions of dollars. And I swear, this better be for real, but even my family is saying it's for real. And, you know, I just got all the information says I'm going to get it. So I'm going to be a really big deal, and you're going to see me on TV probably, and I want to be in movies. I mean, like, and okay, I'm going to, okay, they want, you want to hear about what I was talking about. So I just got to mix this up and remind you, because I can't, you know, I can only do so much. Okay, okay, let me get into this. Now, if you study a lot of these lyrics, you study Eminem's lyrics, you study a lot of them. I mean, my lyrics, especially, you got to study all this, and you find within the entertainment, the Hollywood community, which I am a part of, kind of, and I'm going to get there, and I don't care what they think about me. I want my money. All right, this is not about me right now. I mean, it is. But this is about lean. Remember the name, lean. It's not like the drink with promethazine and whatever the hell's in it. It's the name I'm going to use. But remember, I have many names. So you're just going to know me and you're going to, oh, that's that guy. And there's so much stuff. So now, in the entertainment community, there's this belief, okay? And here's how it works. Everybody makes stuff through computers, through IT, information technology, which is another little code word, IT. You hear that all the time. Okay, if you didn't know. And so the point, what we're saying here, I think what they're all saying, and I'm going to speak for them also, some of the entertainment community and some of the, we make this stuff. We put it on computer, and now our voice is digitized forever, as long as they save it through these computers. So there's a belief, almost a religion developing, where people, and I think it's valid. I think it's, I talk very intelligently sometimes because I'm an intelligent person. So if you think, oh, he's not like a gangster, I am. Yeah, I am. I mean, trust me. I mean, I'm into the drugs so much. I'm educated too. So if you don't respect that, maybe you should like listen to some retard or something. Okay, so listen to what I'm saying. So the entertainment community, so they say that there's this web, right? There's the internet, and there's all this IT that we've all made together, the people that have. And if you haven't, I encourage you to, because it's not that difficult. And that's concealed. It's like, all you got to do is get a microphone and plug it in and start making stuff. You know, work on it. That's what I did, and that's where I am now, and I'm about to get this deal. So, you know, if you're inclined to do that kind of stuff, if you like it, then do it. But if you don't, then don't, you know, because if you enjoy doing something, you should do it. Like, but it becomes work, but it's also fun. So this is like, so the point is, though, that, all right, I jump around from topic to topic. So there is this belief that all this IT, and there's an ability to change this IT that we've made through computers. So technically, I can make a song and write it out just like I'm doing now, and the NSA or whoever could come back and then change the words and everything, or put in different words through their computers. And I don't know if it's controlled completely by computer or what, but it pisses me off because I want my work preserved. But there's just no telling, you know, but even if they do screw with my stuff, I want my originals available, definitely. But I believe it's almost like the NSA is coming out to the world and saying, this is all the stuff we have, you know, they're saying, we have this, we have that, we're watching you, et cetera, et cetera. They're reading everything, they know everything. But at the same time, you don't have to, it's like they'll try to get you to say stuff, they'll try to, like you look in your email and it's like, flashes up stuff to try to mess with your mind, and it's mind games is all it is, really. So you have to be aware of that and be able to tolerate it. But I mean, they do. So they even have stuff where they can, like, I mean, I don't want this banned, so if, you know, but all these other people are saying stuff, and I think they, you know, I think so. Okay, so it's like, even if you listen a certain, I was listening to Coast to Coast AM, which I really like, but they can screw with the signal. And I had taken my Adderall kind of late, so I was kind of awake in my bed, and then this guy gets on there and he starts like, and I don't want them to do this with my voice, I really don't, it's like bad karma or something, but they'll put these tones in there and make it like screw with your mind and raise your heart rate and all kinds of stuff. I even saw that in the new G.I. Joe movie when Retaliation or whatever it is, when and that's not what I am. I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, so but it's I really feel like the corporate world and the government and all that stuff, it's all mixed up together. It's all like it's not one or the other, right? It's just all connected. And I'm connected on some level, but I'm definitely not connected yet to where I need to be because I'm sitting in this house with no couch, no girls, no, you know, no legal marijuana card, a bad prescription that doesn't, you know, I mean, I just barely am hanging on trying to make this happen. And I really would appreciate any help from anybody that listens to this that knows who I am, Lean. And I can't give away my location because for security reasons, really. And yeah, I'm not some. When I say stuff like that, I'm like an intelligence type guy, but I'm not the government. I just know a bunch of stuff because I study and I learn. And I mean, I'm not your typical rapper. So I mean, you know, you have all these preconceptions, but honestly, you can tell that I'm pretty intelligent, but I make my songs and I try to make them sound as good as Rick Ross or Eminem or Young Jeezy, and I'm still developing as an artist too, so I don't claim to be better, but I'm, you know, it's just where I'm at, and I feel like it's pretty good. A song called Ronald McDonald. I did not work at McDonald's, but I have worked fast food, and that was the it's a good song. I mean, I could even put some of the songs in here, if that's. But it's like I don't want to just. All right. Before I do that, I mean, look, I gave you the website. Sound. I want you to listen, and I want you to listen and evaluate. And remember, the production is going to be amped up. But it's the lyrical quality is what really I've started to understand. I mean, it's the lyrics that really make the song. You got to craft and mold the lyrics to where it. They sound smart. They sound and they're diverse, but it's just every lyrics is everything. The lyrics, not lyric. Yeah. So, all right. Now, let me get into now back to this point. You just got to follow me around because it's just I got a lot of stuff that I'm talking about right now. And okay, I can't. It's like I've got this mental block. I just can't get into this. What is the yeah, it's almost like this matrix thing, but this belief is we make this IT stuff. So when you say you make IT stuff, it's like I made a recording, I made a podcast, I made a song. That's IT, okay? I just want to educate people and make people understand what we're doing here and what's going on in the agenda. But I really feel like if you even if you read Eminem's lyrics, he talks about being in hell and doing all this stuff, and it's like I feel like, and what I've been told, and what I've learned, and what I've come to understand, and this stuff with Ray Kurzweil and the Singularity, I think it's what is it, KurzweilAI.net, all that. It's about getting sort of making a matrix ourself with IT. So that's sort of the underlying belief a lot of people have, but they won't admit it. And you know, so. That's stuff I'm talking about, and it's the underlying belief that if we make this IT stuff, and it's fun in the first place, but we all know that we're all gonna die. It is a not a probability, is it a definite unless we figure out a way to fix it. And I initially developed something called CyberGuard, which was sort of supposed to be a company that was involved in life extension and extending our lives into the future through all this technology, and I'm still working on that. But they're, and the reason it's called CyberGuard is just because a guard, it guards you from death. It's like, it's almost like, and that's really sad. I mean, it's sad for me, it's sad for all of us, because you get up, you work. You know, you work real hard, you go to work, you do everything, you pay your taxes. some people use that as sort of like a code for exercise. So there's a, I'm cluing you in on it. All right. And so, oh yeah, also they're making me exercise and work out, and it's great, but I really don't like it. I mean, I'm not, I don't even think it matters. And I mean, I wish I could just take a pill or take a testosterone or just something so that I could just, you know, look the way I'm supposed to look. I mean, I look all right, but they're trying. I mean, I have to work out every day. It's, so, you know, most of these rappers, most of these people in entertainment, they work out. They won't tell you that. They act like it's natural. It's not. They go to the gym and take all these pills and stuff. Seriously. I don't recommend you take those pills because, I mean, they've really banned all that androstenedione, all that stuff, and it can hurt you and cause problems. You know, if you don't know what you're doing with some stuff like that, you're going to get hurt. So I really don't want to be responsible for anybody's death or anybody having a steroid rage and, like, you know, hurting somebody. All right, so this Matrix stuff, I'm telling you, I know it sounds crazy, but I know all these people, and we've talked about it on air, all over the place. I mean, the Associated Press, all those people, we've talked about this, and they just believe, and I might believe it too, because think about it. If I make this recording lasts forever. And I don't really want anybody altering it, you know, so I don't like that. But their belief, I believe, is that if they let this computer AI merge with their IT that they've made and their voice, then somehow it turns them into IT so that they somehow escape death. And I don't know if that's like a feasible plan. I don't know if that's actually going to work. So what we're doing now is trying to figure out how to make that work. How can I make this recording right here? Because really, I'm putting my soul and I'm putting my mind into this freaking MP3 or wave or whatever. You gotta be educated about this. So I want to educate people. All right. So lean. Remember that. I'm leaning. Lean. Just lean. And it doesn't mean law enforcement either. So don't use your little code book. I mean, what would I be enforcing? All they do is arrest me. So it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean the promethazine drink or the whatever the hell it is. It's not that. I'm just a rapper and I'm a media person. But I have other names. I have two other rap names, but I don't want to tell you because the albums aren't as good. So if you want to dig around and find it and say, I mean, I have several, many, many aliases. Yeah, just like Jason Bourne in Bourne Identity when he has those passports and he has like 10 passports. It's like that. It really is, kind of. And they've really done some, I mean, I don't know if it's a label or whoever, done some really bad things to me. The brakes went out on my car. They can remotely, yeah, they were talking about this on the radio. See, I'm up with all the news. This stuff with Snowden. I really feel like the Snowden thing might be like a metaphor for me. They do that stuff in the press. They'll talk about somebody and then make up some character. Like, this Snowden guy isn't even real. It's about me, really. Get it? He's in cuffs. He's waiting in customs. He's done all this stuff. He's released all this information. And then they try to make you feel like you're a terrorist because you're making stuff. They'll say, you're an Islamic terrorist, like IT. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just, I feel like everybody should be doing that. But, you know, not everybody is talented, you know? Some people are going to make a YouTube video and disgrace their whole family, and disgrace their, and ruin their life, and get fired from their job. So, you know, there's a balance here, and it's like, this is my work, and this is what I do. But I don't mind educating people on some level, but, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm just trying to mess the money up, because the money is the motive. I mean, it's really, but this is what I like to do, and, you know, my family always said, do what you love, and this is really what I like to do, is talk, and definitely into this IT stuff, though. I really never, I always wanted to get on a major level, and I'm not there yet, and I'm going to be really upset if I don't make it, and, you know, my life has changed dramatically because of this, because everybody where I live, at least, which I will not reveal, and I don't want it to be talked about yet, because I'm not trying to, you know how rappers will say, like, rep your city, and this is the city that, I mean, I can't do that for a lot of reasons, because you know, people where I live know me, but it's not, this is not some, you know, I carry around a weapon, and so, I'm not playing around. I don't want anybody bothering me. So it's not, basically, what we're on the level, I believe, and what I've been told is like, it's like before you blow up. So I haven't blown up yet. It's like before you blow up. And so this is my introduction. And I'm also trying to speak with these label people. I mean, they talked to me through email. They already sent me $2,500, basically. So we're talking through emails all the time. We're negotiating. I'm not bullshitting. I'm for real. I'm gonna really get there, but this is part of it. And I'm saying, I'm talking to them right now, and I'm saying, I want $8.3 million, $8.4 million, to start with. And then I want to be able, I don't know how these deals work, but I want a good deal, like a hookup deal. I don't want to hook up with a producer like Dr. Dre, maybe not Dr. Dre, because he'd probably fuck me over, because of Eminem, but somebody like hook me up with a producer to where I can learn some of the stuff I need to know and improve my production, or just get some help or something. But I want to, I need all that, and I'm actually asking for, I need a studio in my home. I also want to have a greenhouse. I'm good. This is gonna happen. So don't sit here and say it's not gonna happen. These people, this label, this company is very powerful. That's all I know. And they can make this happen, because what I'm doing, if they will put me on this level, which they will, I'm going to be the highlight. I'm going to be the big show, like the big deal for the next like 10 years or 20 years or something, is what I'm trying to do. Like, yeah, like Michael Jackson or Eminem or whoever. I mean, I don't know. So I'm in this for the long haul, because I'm an adult, and I'm not just some kid that some with like, like stars in his eyes. Yeah, like oh well. So I've done this work. I have not been had somebody coach me and tell me, oh, here's how you produce a song. Nobody did that for me, really. Not really. I'm getting more help now, but basically, I did all this myself. I started it. I started this, I did have some help, okay, but what I'm saying is I only worked with one producer in my city. Actually, the same producer worked with a guy that worked with 3-6 Mafia. But see, I don't want to blow the city up. I don't want to get so, and I don't want to blow my name up and who I am personally, because you got to understand, and I want people to understand this. Even though you're an entertainment figure, or a rapper, or a media person, you still have a private life. You still have a mom and a dad, stuff like that. You still have to, go to the doctor and go get groceries. So it's a little bit tough for me right now, because I'm in that zone where everyone knows me, but it's like I haven't gotten there. It's just a very weird time. But I appreciate people have been very helpful and supportive, and have showed their support in a lot of ways around here. Because there is nowhere else, and everywhere else, and in the media, people like Alex Jones and Free Talk Live and Coast to Coast AM, I consider those people friends, and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and Michael Savage and all those people, and whoever else, tons of people. So I listen to all these people, and so they have a sort of an awareness of me. I don't know how much, but they're at least aware that what's going on with me. But it's like it's all, you gotta understand, it's all media. So when I blow up, and you'll know the name, it's gonna be Lean. Because I'm just tired of the change of the name. It's just Lean. LEAN, okay? That's it. And it's like, my goal, I wanna be like, and I hope this podcast or this radio show gets blown up, because they need to start blowing me up and getting me where I need to be. But it's like, I can't blow myself up, because if the company, this corporation isn't behind me and supporting me, I don't have the manpower to go spread this message to 1,000, 1,000,000 people. But so all right, look, but I hope, I know that it sounds like it's all about me. I don't care, but I really appreciate fans. I appreciate people that listen to what I say and like what I say and support me. And they laugh at the stuff I say, or like the song, or make comments, or whatever. I appreciate it. I am not. I know I say carry away. I just don't want to be, harassed. But I really appreciate all that. And if it wasn't for those people and also this company, which is kind of a mix of that, because if the people in the company, which are fans that are running, you know, they're being going to pay me these $8.3 million, like they said, and that's what I'm saying, and just to start with, is that, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a big deal, but I've got so much media I've done, and it's like, I'm just trying to get there, you know? Even like 50 Cent said in his album, you know, he's going through hell, and he's going to be trying to get to heaven. It's not heaven, but, you know, this is, I am in a terrible, I'm dealing with so much stuff, and I'm just trying to get out of here. All my friends have abandoned me, really. I think part of that is because of the label stuff. Part of it is because of life, but, you know, I don't have, I had like a few friends that, you know, I don't hear from them too much, and they're all involved in this, and they know what's going on. So I'm being isolated purposefully, which I don't appreciate it, and I don't know why. You know, I can't be around. I mean, I'm alone all the time. I can't, like, I'll date online, but the online dates don't work, and I was dating this girl, and I will not reveal a girl's name ever. So don't worry, girls. You know, I'm not going to, I definitely, that's really, you know. So, but, you know, it's like, I can't even drink beer. I mean, I have no money. I had a certain amount of money coming in from a source that I had for some of my work, and it was about like $500 a month, and that got, I lost that, and so, or $300 a month, whatever it was, about $400 a month, about. I mean, the amount kind of varied, but it was $300, $400, $500, literally, and so I lost that, and then things just got worse and worse, but they told me to make the album, and so I'm making this album in just distress, you know, I have no relief, I have no, it's just very, 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 difficult, yeah, and, so I lost that. I mean, I have food stamps, and, no, I don't work for the government, but I have food stamps, that's all, I mean, that's all, I have a place to live. I've got food stamps, and that's not even enough. It's like $100 and something, $30, $40 or something. And then, I mean, you know, come on. And it's just like, man, I'm not. This is really real. I know it's like you think this. I'm all connected and stuff, and on some level I am, but I'm really going through this, and I'm not. I'm being very real about this. It's very rough. So, if anybody sympathizes with being on food stamps and not having money and or living in a HUD or something, basically the situation, you know, it's just like, this is it, and, you know, I've even gone, the plasma place where you donate plasma, and they give you, like, I mean, honestly, if you have no money, why not? I mean, I've gone there, and actually, I hope they save it so they can clone me. They better not have, like, given it to some old lady or something. I mean, you know, that's why I did it. So, plasma place is like they give you $40 the first time, $20, $40. So you're making about $60 a week. Every day you get $40, and then the next time you get $20. So you're getting $60 a week, and that comes out to, okay, 60 times 4, like about $240 a month. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, it's not, you feel kind of lightheaded afterwards, but, and if you were lucky and you're all hooked up, maybe they'll save your blood, save your plasma, and like clone you or something. I'm just saying, you know, people need to wake up, and I think people are. And as much as I believe in the Bible and all these churches and stuff, and I've been to church, and I think it's great that you go to church, because the reason you go to church, honestly, think about it, is the reason you go to church because, and no, I say weird stuff about demonic stuff and I consider myself a Christian. I just use all these topics and or an atheist, whatever. So I use all these topics, but I don't want people thinking that I'm like some demonic evil person. I am more of a technology science type person. But I see all these churches, and it's like I go there too sometimes. I've been, you know, and my parents go to church. I mean, tons of people. It's like the reason you're going is because you know you're going to die. It's like, how do I escape this? Well, I mean, I don't want to attack anybody's religion. I'm just saying I feel like the technology and science are Christian, and they're wrapped up into that. I'm really involved looking at the stuff in Revelations in the Bible. It's in my music as well. I have all types of weird stuff in my music, and I'm going to be talking more about that. But back to this technology stuff. So it's like we make movies of ourselves. I mean, what about this? What if you had a website where you made movies of yourself, you recorded your voice, you did all that, and you put it all on one website. It's your website, and you own it for life. It's like your eternal graveyard. What about that? Like lean.com, and it just has all my stuff up there for eternity. But here's the thing. So you make all this IT, and I want to do this to me, but only this corporation can do this. A very powerful corporation. That's all I know. It's very LinkedIn. It's got its tentacles in the government. It's just this powerful, powerful corporation that is supporting me. It's just like an octopus. It's got tentacles everywhere. And I'm a part of this. And they're everywhere. My people sort of are everywhere. And it's just all this web. So anyway, people are trying to create this matrix kind of, and I'm just getting stuck on that. I'm gonna go back into that, but I'm just introducing it. I need people to pick up from where I left off and try to work on that and give me new ideas so we can develop the concept and develop that enterprise, that new, I mean, it's so it'll either happen or it won't. So let me talk about some more sort of earthly stuff. So I still don't know the name of the label. All I know is my life is changing dramatically. It's like a movie. Like all this stuff is happening to me. All these people know me, and it's just like it's almost like CIA type stuff. I mean, it really is kind of. Honestly, I think it kind of is. That's all wrapped up in this corporation. It's all interlinked. And they don't mind me saying that, and the NSA and all that. It's all interlinked and interwoven together like a web. But it's corporate, really. But see what I'm saying? And it's like, but I'm not revealing anything. I'm just telling you it's all wrapped up together. It's all mixed in together. So you never know who you're talking to, really. But I am not some like stooge for somebody. I'm just saying my life. I'm just like everybody else. I just started, and people got interested in me, and now I have all these people just doing all this stuff to me. And my life is just really rough right now. I feel okay right now because, I have to take some pills to relax. I just do, man. And but that's one way you can die, and I'm telling you gotta be very careful because all that stuff, I'm trying to live till I'm 90 years old. Because here's the thing, if you can last, even if your life is terrible, if you can just keep surviving, even if your life is just junk, here's what I'm saying. If we, as a human race, as the people, even though life is very tough, and it's very tough for me, and it's going to get better for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but I hope it gets better for you. So do what I did, Try to make media. Get a computer. Save your money. Get a computer. And start recording stuff. I mean, it's a lot of freedom we have. In the past, this would be impossible. Think about this. In 1950, I couldn't do this. I'd have to go to a radio station or something. Or, well, maybe I could, but I probably'd figure out something with like a ham radio or something. But let me think what else we got to talk about here. And see, I write that. I just comes from my mind, and I talk about it, and we. So I'm on food stamps and blah 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 blah. But I've been a businessman. It's just this is I just got stuck in a situation, but I'm about to get out of it. And I'm trying to get you guys at the label, this corporation or whoever, please just get me into this next level soon, like 5 months, 6 months. I already got like seven songs up there, and I need to. This is just terrible, and my meds are all messed up. I mean, so I'm asking for help, and I hope the media picks this up and makes a big deal about this podcast and makes some news story about it or something. Because they do, they make all kinds of stuff about me, but they disguise it and say make up fake names and all this stuff. All right, so I've been rapping and making radio shows since 2007. I'm just running out. I mean, I don't know if I should. Once again, soundcloud.com/DavidLean. DavidLean. Just a one and a three where the one and the E is. David. I don't know. I should have chosen. So let me give you some other websites. One of the other ones I have is really very, very strange. RickMichaelsTruth.wordpress.com, where I've got all those weird stories up I made. Just something I made. And I got some. Okay. What's the other one? Let me check. Hold on a second. Yeah, okay, I found it. Now here, this is the one. Pay very special attention to this website. I have a ton of talks up here I've made. They're really entertaining. It's not some streaming bullshit where you gotta. All you gotta do is download it. You can download it to your computer and put it on your iPod. Everything I make, I make downloadable. I make it free. I mean, I'm sponsored, so eventually we'll just do it like that, or I don't know how we're gonna do the mixtapes and all this other stuff, but you know, we'll figure it out. But we need to speed this process up to these corporate people, and I'm talking $8.3 million just set up with the Ferrari and everything. So listen, you know, I've been through this. Is just a struggle for me. So I mean, you know, I'm in an uncomfortable situation with no money, working as hard as I can, and this label, this mysterious corporation, is controlling my life. You know, I mean, I don't have very, very little contact with my friends. I mean, they barely ever. I randomly see them at gas stations, and they call me at random times, but it's like I'm isolated, and I hate this. And, I mean, no girlfriend, really, not much going on, and, I can't drink alcohol. So the label knows, they need to make this happen, they know I'm talented, they know that this needs to happen soon, because I'm just rotting here, I'm just being tortured, it's just no fun. I want to be in, like, movies, like blockbuster movies. I think I would be a good actor, especially I need to get in shape and stuff, but I feel like, I mean, I'm not, but you gotta understand, I'm a real person, I'm a real rapper, but I like to be in movies, but I'm not some fake person, like, I'm just acting, I'm an acting rapper. I mean, you know, that's bullshit. But you know, Ja Rule, as much as, whatever, Ja Rule's in all his movies, Eminem went in fucking movies. It's one fucking movie. So I want to be in a bunch of movies, like block, like big time movies, like like Michael Bay or movies, or just bit all action movies, or like dramas and stuff. And I really think I could, because I'm supposed to get there. It's just like I wish it would just. I mean, God, whatever. So this, you have to understand, at least from my perspective, and this is what it needs to be. This deal that I'm about to get, that I'm in the process of getting, this is for rap music, like 10 albums, however many albums I want to make, mixtapes, everything. Movies, movie deals, like starring in movies, not like an extra, but like starring in movies, because I could. They just need to give me a chance. They need to give me a chance, and I can prove that I'm a good actor, and I can be in movies. I can be in blockbuster movies and make millions of dollars, like Tom Cruise or something. TV, I could be on like Criminal Minds as a murderer and like kill people. I mean, but honestly, I'd rather movies is where I want to go. But I have to be on like BET, MTV, TRL. Internet, I want my own website with all my stuff up there, like Infowars.com, like Alex Jones' site. With YouTube videos, all my music, all my stuff. I want one website managed by this corporation. That has, and these people are for real. I don't care what people think. People need to be awakened that I'm about to blow up. I think people need to be awakened to the fact, because people, they think it's a joke. They think I'm being played or something. I don't know what they think, but I think it's time to, you know, we're gonna fucking find out, won't we? Because I'm about to blow up. So go ahead and laugh and say I'm a joke, because I don't look, because I'm not black or something. I'm gonna make it as black as you. Yeah, I can, you know. You don't want to fuck with me. Alright, so they are saying The signing amount I'm asking for, and they're saying, is $8.3 million to start with. And I don't know how that would work, but after that, there would be like for every mixtape I make, I get another $100,000 or $500,000 or whatever. However, what every show I make, I get another $50,000 or $100,000 or. But I'm talking about big money. I'm talking about big deals. I'm like P. Diddy, kind of. The underground, like, I do all this stuff, I put all this shit together, I'm not just an artist. And saying the record label will be me and no other rappers except the ones I personally recruit, because, you know, it's a rough game, and, you know, not a game really, and people talk shit, and they don't like me, and they don't like anybody. I mean, you know, they're just, I don't fit in with everybody, and they don't fit in with me. It's like, get the fuck out of my studio. But, you know, some of them are okay, but it's like, I'm not begging. People need to be begging, asking me for a feature, not me asking them. So I'm not going to be asking anybody for a feature. The corporation can. You know, a feature is basically when I make a song, so I make the hook, or I make the verse, and they make the hook, but it's like, it's when artists collaborate, it's a feature. It's like, but I'm not going to fucking pay somebody. I mean, this corporation can set all this shit up. Because I don't... Sometimes you have to pay like $5,000 to get who the fuck ever to rap on your fucking song. It's like, whatever, man. And sometimes they'll dish you on the track. So I don't want to get... And that's happened to me before. I had this guy on the track. The track was like... I forget what it was. I mean, it's an old track. One of my first album mixtape. After my first album was like on a mixtape, and it was like this guy. Well, it was really prophetic what he said. He knew something. He was all connected. But I had to edit some of it. But it's like that happens every time somebody's in the know, and then they diss me on the track and tell me something's gonna happen later. It's like, God, you know. So. And that happened with the first track I made locally. We had a producer make it, and me and my friend rapped, and my friend on the track said something like prophetic. When I say prophetic, I don't mean biblical. I mean he knew what was going to happen to me in advance about something or whatever it was, and like for the next few years. So I had a rough few years until I sort of settled here. I don't really want to go into it, but I just moved around a lot, and it was rough, and, but now I'm here, and now I'm trying to get this deal, you know, and, so, yeah, another thing is, I've had some problems getting, like, instrumentals, beats. I get them however I can, but, it's been a problem, because I'll go to whatever website and download the beats, and, this corporation is going to have to handle all the logistics of that, of paying whoever for the instrumentals and making it, the copyright okay, and the ASCAP stuff, and the exclusive rights, leasing rights, all this stuff. They're going to have to handle all that. You know, this costs money. They've said they're going to clean the production up on these songs. I need them to do that. It's just a lot of stuff, and I want to start getting phone calls. I want to start meeting face-to-face and talking about it. Instead of playing these games like this. I mean, if a way to start is call me on the phone or text me instead of playing these little games. But they just want to play around. And it's like, man, come on. I'm just sitting here, and I want to get to where I need to be. I have a purpose in life, and that is to get this deal and to make all this media and enlighten the world with all the stuff I have to say and talk about. So what else do we have? I know this is long, it's like, when is this going to end, but it'll end when I say it ends, you know? Let me read you, here's a rhyme I made. See, I make rhymes, I'll prove them, okay. So, last night I had to wipe the crumbs off the bed, I was eating chips in there, felt them on my legs, doesn't really matter since I can't get a girl preg, rather have my soul explode through the web instead, and you might want to come down on me for something I said, but this is my career and I don't want you to end up dead. Try to stop my mind, I sure remind you your blood's red. And also that I know you know I know where you got them lore set. And I'ma be like myself with my own jet. My flight into buildings like the book says. I'm chilling like a villain, hitting home runs like the Mets, and I'm focused on my business. It's all about stacking bread. Y'all just pink lemonade, renegade Gatorade, Christian mingle, Pringles, tingles, jingles, singles, remotely shut off. I'm just reading my iPad notes. Oh, here's a song from my new track I'm working on. It goes, damn, I'm fighting all these demons. Where my doctor's scheming? Got them choppers gleaming. These pills ain't working right. Supposed to be triple beaming. And I don't have insurance, though, so I gotta see him. Oh, wait, I deleted the rest. Hold on. I might actually just underline my music on this whole thing. See, I can go back and edit this. This is not live, obviously. So you guys don't understand the editing process. I'll go back and put... Because, I mean, you know, some people are like, don't want people to know this. It's like, you know, I feel like... So, let me, well, we're up to a whole hour here. I'm glad you've listened so far. And, you know, this is, today is 6/27/2013. And, I guess I'm going to go ahead and end it right now. And I'll underline my songs on this. And I can just underline my whole album on it. And you can listen sort of underneath it. I mean... And, well, definitely, last thing, definitely check out rickmichaelstruth.wordpress.com. It's really funny. I got, and it's got all kinds of stuff. It's got liberty, revolutionary stuff, like where I say to, like, march on the Capitol, which is really kind of a joke. And I don't know if I was totally serious about that. But, rickmichaelstruth.wordpress.com. Wait, no, not that. My bad. That's the other one. Tim Michaels. .podomatic.com. Sorry. The other one is good too, but Tim Michaels, that's two M's, MM. Tim Michaels.podomatic.com. It's got like 5 or 6 hour long things, and you can download them if you're interested in sort of what I'm talking about. And I am going to be big time, so you think it's a joke, you better follow this because I'm going to be like the next in your face. Just in your face. In your face. And thanks again to all the fans, everybody that supported me. I mean, what, you know, people, especially underground rappers, like, I mean, where anybody involved in this industry that has supported me and not tried to cut me down or say bad things about me or insult me, I appreciate. Especially even like the rappers, some of them are cool and they make good songs, and I just don't know who has a problem with me and who doesn't, but. At least in the music world. But I'm really not worried about it because I have a lot of friends in the media, I think, and people are really supporting me. And, you know, it's this is just what I'm saying. And so I hope that, well, I think I've said enough. Once again, timmichaels.podomatic.com, my songs, soundcloud.com/DavidLean. DavidLean. Thanks for listening. And I got the hook up, so see you later. Oh yeah, one more thing. I just remembered, wouldn't this not be cool? This idea just came to me, and so I wanna put this out there and see if maybe the government would consider this. Now, here's the plan. Now, we have all these people on food stamps and HUD and all this stuff, and they don't have computers. And if they had computers, they could learn online, or they could play games online, or you could fuck with them online, or whatever. So, the government makes these food computer stamps. And the computer stamps are just like food stamps with a digital card. And let's say it has a starting point, enough money to get something for real, like... $3,000 on the, and you'd have to apply for it just like food stamps, and you'd apply for your computer card, and it'd be authorized at like Best Buy, like the local computer stores, Staples, wherever, anywhere that has computers, and you can only buy computers with it, or computer accessories, like a computer case, like a computer accessory, power cord, an extra power cord, an extra battery. Microphone, whatever stuff, computer itself, obviously. So you could afford a decent computer, like a $1,000-$1,500 computer, and then you use the rest to maintain it, like if something happens. And the card will renew like every 3 years or every 4 years, because computers might break or something. Now, wouldn't that be cool? So I'm just recommending something like that, and I think that'd be awesome if so we could get people really connected to the internet, because that's really important, I think, to have people connected and have people engaged, because that's the new kind of community, is on the internet, sort of interacting virtually. And also, let me say something else. I mean, look, I've got to blow up. I've got to get to Los Angeles with my house, my greenhouse, 6 marijuana plants, all that. Let me talk about one other issue that's in the news right now. Just right from Lean. Lean said it. That's the name I'm going with, so just say Lean. And I'm just going to say that, okay? And all this other stuff. TimMichaels.podomatic.com is where all my this is going, where all my podcasts are going. That's TimMichaels. Tim Michaels. I think I spelled that right. Podomatic.com. And I want to talk about the stuff on the border. Everyone reporting this is really not being honest, because the information I have is totally different. Because what I know to be true is that the border is secure, and it's been secure for years. There are infrared cameras on the border. There's GPS locators. There's cameras all over the border. They can see everything. They can see every person coming through. And what I think is that they just selectively let people through, and they do background checks. This is true. They do background checks on people with the computer, spots them, facial recognition, does background checks on them, and then they decide if they're going to let them through or not. And they just either ignore it or not, or they put them in one of those little prisons and then let them go, or send them back, or whatever. Maybe just to watch them or something. So that's the truth about the border. So this border stuff is just, you know, that's the truth. So you know, this is real media right here. But they are real media too. But maybe they were told not to report it or whatever. But I mean, let's just be honest about it. I mean, not everything, but I think that's just the reality, and you know it is. So I don't know. And honestly, I can understand why Mexicans want to come here, and I support them coming here and being able to have a life here. That's Lean saying it. And Italians came here and immigrated. I'm an Italian. And the Irish immigrated. Now the Mexicans are immigrating, and they want to be American. So as long as they can try to follow our laws to the best, you know, I mean, oh yeah, they were saying that just because somebody gets a DUI, they throw them out. I mean, they should be under the same laws as we are. They should just, if they get here and they don't cause a problem, then we should just legalize them and leave them alone. And if they work, I mean, I don't understand what the problem is. They're hard workers, most of them. I mean, we don't have to let everybody in, but if they actually come here, I mean, why don't we just, it just seems kind of ridiculous. Like if they get in trouble or have a felony, they just send them back. That's ridiculous. I mean, can't they do community service? Or, I mean, it's just, how would you feel if you were, I mean, I almost feel like that as an immigrant trying to get into this media stuff, you know? I feel the same way. It's almost like a metaphor, because here I am on the border, on the underground, being told I'm about to get a deal, and I don't have that much, and I have just a house and no money and stuff, and that's where I am. So it's like I sympathize with them, and it's very similar. So there you go.